Meet George Ponner, the anti-Hindu pastor who brought Jesus to Rahul Gandhi. On the third day of the Bharat Jodo Yatra, Rahul Gandhi, the former student, sat in a class with a rabid anti-Hindu pastor, George Ponner. The 52-year-old student, who comes from a Christian family, wanted to know whether Jesus is God or not. Quite expectedly, the controversial pastor found an opportunity to degrade Hinduism in his reply. He said, "Jesus is the only God, unlike Shakti and other gods." The video has gone viral. Jairam Ramesh, meanwhile, tries to make a failed explanation, calling it a typical mischief of the BJP. Shazad Punwala, BJP spokesperson, launched a scathing attack on the Congress. George Ponner, who met Rahul Gandhi, says, "Jesus is the only God, unlike Shakti and other gods." This man was arrested for his Hindu hatred earlier. He also said, "I wear shoes because impurities of Bharat Mata should not contaminate us." Bharat Jodo with Bharat Todo icons? pic.twitter.com/kcjr9ibwb. Shazad Jaya Hind, @Shazad_Ind, September 10, 2022. George Ponner is a known offender and hate monger. He was arrested earlier for insulting Bharat Mata, taking a jibe at a BJP MLA. He had said, he claims he will not step on the ground with footwear because he considers it Bhuma Devi. "I wear shoes when I walk outside because I don't want the dirt of Bharat Mata to touch my body." He then added that the Tamil Nadu government provides us, Christians, with free footwear so that we do not get rash or scabies from stepping on Bharat Mata, and that Bhumi Devi is a dangerous woman. The Tamil pastor's hatred for Hindus was further emphasized when he threatened Hindus on the massive religious demographical changes taking place in Kanyakumari. "We, minorities, were 42% once and now we are 62% of the total population in Kanyakumari. Soon, our population will cross 70%. We will continue to increase our population and no one can stop it. We tell this as a warning to Hindus. We do not fear BJP or RSS. You cannot stop us." The same speech also contained slanderous words for BJP and RSS. He said that Prime Minister and the Home Minister will lead a miserable last few years. "If the God we believe in is still alive, we shall watch Amit Shah and Modi being devoured by dogs and worms," he had said. Strangely, he even accused the already Christian-appeasing DMK government for trying to woo Hindu votes. And in response, he warned them, "No Hindu will vote for them, DMK, no matter how many temples the minister of HR and CE Shekhar Babu visits and performs Kumbhabhishegam, or how many temples he visits and worships without wearing clothing. Neither Mandaikadu Aman temple worshippers nor Hindu votes helped the DMK win. DMK won by begging Christians and Muslims. DMK should not forget this. You did not win because of your talent." The Bharat Jodo Yatra, which claimed to bring for some reason the already well-united country together, basically intends to bring all the anti-national elements together. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.